Wow. Yeah. Nice going, lady.
Do it again.
I'm still really wondering about what I should be doing with my children. I plan to have 3 or 17.
Well, first one should decide what sort of afterlife one would like. For example, would you like to haunt them as a ghost, as a vampire, achieve immortality some other way?
Typical mom.
Is she always talking about immortality, or what's going on?
Yes, she thinks she's quite the free spirit, but we all disagree.
Yeah.
If you've ever been spanked by her, you can...
spirit.
Now, Isha, every mother wants to be part of her children's lives forever. So the best way to do that is to achieve immortality, as I have done.
Oh, wow. Are you Lord Voldemort?
You got me.
You wouldn't know it by looking at her.
Also, I love how Jahan is just with customers right now.
Yes, Jahan, if you could please put some customers on the phone, I'd love to maybe get their contact information, talk about their families.
But maybe you should, you know, give them the full story about who is a actually nationally certified family therapist.
Oh, really?
And who just bought an extra couch for their living room and has people lay on it.
Oh, really? Well, I bet it's the worst sectional they had at Kmart.
I hear an espresso machine in my head, or am I going crazy?
Maybe you guys need some family therapy? Is it some tension in the room?
Well, yes, that is the cruel irony whenever we try to go anywhere together.
That's what everyone says.
It's made blatantly obvious that we don't know how to manage our own family.
But we can fix other families, Isha, and that's why we're here with you today.
What about hypothetical families?
Like the Jetsons?
Like the Jetsons.
Or the Skywalkers?
Well, as long as they're immortal, we can usually deal with that.
Okay, so I'll handle
this one, Frederick. Your therapy method is predicated on having an infinite amount of time to work with? Because it's not extremely useful.
Yes, we
love... To work with people, the more progress that can be made, ergo the first step in any good therapy, is to make sure that you have as much time as possible.
Wow. That makes sense. Also, did you just, like, kill Elaine and take her cell phone? How are you speaking with us?
Well, I sort of tapped in. In my immortal years, I've had time to learn how to tap in the phone.
I'll say. Like when I was talking to Sally Jenkins that night on the landline.
Who could forget?
You never apologize for that, Mom.
I'm sorry. We appear to have another guest.
Come in.
Yeah, please come in.
Hey, Sally. It's me.
Oh, my God.
Sally!
Sally Jenkins.
Mom, Sally's here, and I think you owe her an apology.
For that prom night many years ago.
I was just talking to you on the landline, and you hung up after I heard this shrill screaming, and I'm just here for an explanation, and I...
Well,
I'm
Mom,
so
go
hurt.
Ahead.
Well, Sally, I want you to stay the hell away from my son.
Why? I'm in love with him.
You're unworthy.
You're in love with Frederick?
I've been in love with him since the third grade.
But Sally, we have so much in common. We both love dinosaurs and long walks.
Oh, bull honky, you just got into long walks. You just started taking long walks, Albert.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not allowed to be in long walks. If Sally and I are meant to go on a long walk together, an eternal walk into the afterworld.
What's the longest walk you've been on?
I don't know, a kilometer?
Okay. Kilometer!
What you've done? This is all your fault. You're tearing my family apart.
Oh, mother.
How do you feel about short walks with long steps?
Oh, well, I like those, too. You see, I'm into all kinds of walks. I'm not some poser walk lover.
Okay, I will say that I do love long walks, and I have been trying to get over Frederick for many years, and maybe it's time for me to move on to his brother? What do you think, Melinda and Jahan?
I think this is a terrible, terrible idea. Stop toying with my boy's precious heart.
Jahan?
I think you should... Well, what kind of milk would you want?
John, do you really offer different kinds of milk at the res? I think you're BSing us right now.
I'm no longer serving your customers.
Ha-ha! Outed.
I just feel like it's the way to get to the heart of any problem.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Skim
whole.
Okay.
Way.
Well, let's
Sally.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Sally, if I burned myself right here as a corpse, would you love me?
Hold on there, Albert. I was just gonna ask what kind of milk everybody liked, and maybe that'll help.
Oh, well, you were always so flippant, weren't you?
No, that was me. Don't bring John into this. Do not bring John into this.
Well, thank you, Frederick.
Yeah, well, should I answer Albert's question or the milk question first?
I am not going to condone live funeral pyring in the studio.
Well,
so let's answer the milk question.
When I walked in, it seemed like you guys were already doing that. Can we just throw Albert on?
That's true. It smells a lot like burning. Yeah.
It can only accommodate one body at a time, and I'm not done with that one.
Okay, that's fine. Well, Frederick, speaking as someone who's been in love with you for many, many years, I'd like to hear about what milk choice you like, and maybe I can figure out what I like, because I base all my decisions off of that.
You have to be male-identified. Don't let a man's milk choice define your milk choice.
Oh, shut up, Mom. Yeah, you always make me so angry.
Oh, no! He self-immolated himself. That was redundant. Oh, Albert, oh!
But I always loved him also. How can he do this?
Oh, Sally! Oh!
How does he become immortal?
Oh, Isha, what do you think about all this?
Well, I don't know. This just seems like Sally really wants to be a part of this family, and maybe someone should marry her.
Well, I guess there's an open spot in the family now that my brother's gone in and burned himself alive!
Yeah, Frederick, it seems like you gotta pull yourself together. Maybe,
Maybe. Hey, Sally, which one are you more attracted to now, the burning one or the still alive one? I think I might be attracted to both. Maybe the burning one a little bit more.
Kinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Melinda here.
Mother, your son is on fire!
I think he's dead.
Like a protesting Buddhist monk back in, when was that happening?
Yeah, the Vietnam War.
The Vietnam War.
Frederick, speaking as someone who's been in love with you for many, many years, the fact that you don't know when or where that was is really, really upsetting.
What? I've just seen the picture. You know, the famous Pulitzer Prize winning. My brother's on fire. I can't think straight.
I'd check his pulse, but I don't want to burn my hands.
Darling, I promise it's fine. Mommy will fix it. Your brother's immortal. He does himself every few years. Now, Sally, I have a solution for you.
Messed up family.
If you really want to be part of this family.
I do.
I want you to marry me, Sally.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
How did you know that this is what I actually wanted this whole time?
It sounds like the best family therapist.
They always say the best way to get to a person is through their children.
Yes. Wow, I was just trying to get a whole Mrs. Robinson thing going with you this whole time. That's why I called the landline instead of the cell phone.
Oh, my God.
I know. I've always known.
Albert!
You were just hoping you'd get, you know, the mom so that you could strike up a conversation.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what to say. I guess I should say yes.
Sally, will you take my immortal hand in marriage?
John is grossed out.
Well, I just think that this Mrs. Robbins thing sounds a lot like somebody I know who proposes an awful lot.
Oh, wow.
It's true. It's
Melinda, fair. Are you constantly proposing to people?
No, that would be Elaine. Yeah, guys, it's true. I may have talked Melinda up into just like finally like popping the question, but it's what she's been wanting. You know, she's very shy sometimes. Her heart's very fragile.
Wow.
Sounds like you two need each other, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I could have a dead, dying son and also Frederick.
Maybe. Maybe Albert, you could carry Albert's ashes around the world on a quest, you know?
Oh, I bet he'd love that. I bet that's exactly what he wanted when he tried to steal the stage by setting himself on fire.
Well, steal the stage. I mean, it was pretty dramatic, I'll say.
Yeah.
Well, Frederick, do you want to do that? It seems like you're the most upset about your brother's death.
Which, by the way, shocks me that no one else is even a little bit bothered that there's now two corpses on one body's worth of firewood in this studio.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to get all the way through.
I guess
Frederick, Frederick, I think it's going to be okay. We'll handle the cleanup.
You're not my mother. You're just a girl whose phone she took.
True.
Hey, Frederick. I'm really sorry about your mom marrying this girl that's been in love with you this whole time and your brother dying. But
thank you.
I really think that you deserve a trip around the world with your potentially diamond compressed brother.
That's true.
And, you know, maybe you can take him to England and put him in a museum. And that's what he deserves.
Isn't that what everything deserves? At some point?
I think so.
Jahan? Jahan?
Oh, God. Jahan!
I was going to ask for an iced latte to help calm me down, but she's gone.
Just like Albert.
Joe Albert!
And there all right. It is.
You know, Frederick, how about you just go take a lie?
Yeah,
okay. I'll take a lie.
Is Melinda still around? Do we go get married now? No.
What on earth? Did the phone line just get cut?
I'll just go find her.
She usually hangs out on the corner.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
She's
just there. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go. Frederick, it was nice seeing you. Albert, my condolences to your dead body. Goodbye.
I think he appreciates that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just walk out with you.
Okay. All right, you guys. Wow. Thanks for having you.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Thanks for stopping by.
Wow, that was... I mean, I was just speechless most of that time. That was so shocking to
me.
I mean, all of us were.
We were so...
Elliot, Anisha, and I, we were all pretty speechless.
Yeah, wow. It always ends with, like, a lesbian mom, right?
Tell me about it.
Just like every TV show you ever see.
Every podcast episode. Oh my gosh, hold on. The phone is reconnected.
Wait. Do we really want it? Because we're opening up a whole new can of worms here whatever.
I think these people deserve a little closure. Maybe it's... I don't know who this is going to be, but, you know, look. Hi, you're on the Electric Hour. It's been a pretty dramatic episode, so, you know, don't... Just be careful what you say. We're all pretty emotionally distraught right now. So hi, you're on the air.
Hi, John. It's Elaine again. I'm back. I had to fight Melinda for control of my phone.
Sure.
She's gone.
Okay. Well, you should tell her that Sally is waiting for her on the corner.
I will let her know.
Whew, man. I mean, that was a crazy little thing to happen there, don't you think, Elaine?
I'm still kind of in shock. I feel like there was some weird, like, incestuous vibes happening in that family. That might have just been me.
I didn't see that at all.
No.
I think that's just you. Yeah.
Didn't occur to me.
Yeah,
so no. That's weird that you'd say that.
Well, incest. All right. I'm always looking to insert a little Freudian drama into the mix.
Well, it sounded like Frederick and Albert were too. I mean, one of them at least is classically trained. They're probably into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they both wore the blouses. What was Melinda wearing, did you see?
A very short and tight pencil skirt. It was not age appropriate, I would say.
But, hey, come on, Elaine. Hey. I mean, you can't box older women out of wearing pencil skirts, or...
No, I mean, it was literally a belt that was kind of around the area.
Elaine, I mean, again, I feel like people of all ages should be, you know, that should be allowed.
Yeah, if you got it, flaunt it.
If you got it, and I'm sure Melinda had it.
She just had it all hanging out.
Yeah. Sally certainly thought so.
Yeah. Well, Sally had it all hanging out, too. Yeah. I didn't want to say, but...
she's just,
really,
you know...
Just, you know...
Good thing this is a radio show, because... Man. Yeah.
Wow, that would be TVMA.
Yeah, I guess our platinum subscribers saw the whole thing unfold.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
so
true.
To speak.
Yeah, platinum.
Most of them our platinum subscribers actually have up like two tabs. Like they pull up a browser, they have two tabs. One is our show, and the other is usually hardcore porn. So
yeah, right. So it's like not really that. Yeah,
they wouldn't have been.
Yeah, Elliot, you think they just Google hardcore porn? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
That's how people find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
Yeah. Wow. Well, look. You know, again, every great episode. And every mediocre episode of any medium obviously ends with a nice lesbian mom meeting a nice lesbian young woman. So that's, you know, I'm glad we stuck to that canonical format.
Yeah, it's just how...
Hero's Journey.
Macbeth.
The Hero's Journey, yeah.
Somebody was on fire. lesbians got to get at the end.
Yeah, was Aladdin.
Aladdin.
It's kind of the moral of a lot of modern media is yeah. that like lesbians always find someone at the end. You know,
exactly.
Like right. there's always someone out there for them, and the rest of us.
It's like yeah. Yeah. When's my day?
Yeah, you know, as a straight as male, a straight it's, man. It's just going to be really hard.
I feel like we always spend the whole movie just trying to come to terms with ourselves.
Yeah.
And not pursuing any women.
Fair, because they're all lesbians.
They're,
that's right. But, I mean, good
in
for them.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Of course, they
but,
all
you
are.
Know, Hollywood really is just a glimpse into the real world.
Yeah.
Where everyone's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Aisha, I think you and I can agree, as per Rona Johnson's feminist lit class, that every woman should be a lesbian.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, in the sense that she loves women, not necessarily sexually.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But loves women.
You gotta love women.
I like how the guys went silent.
Well, you know.
I just don't want to cut you off, yeah, you know, because you're a strong, powerful woman who's talking, expressing your opinion. I wasn't just going to, you know.
Best barge on in. Into the Trust me, Elliot, or Elaine, we had plenty of dissenting opinions yeah. there.
Yeah.
With what you just said.
You know, because guys can't be lesbians, so they must also hate women, too.
Yeah, it's true.
But, you know, by as Rona Johnson said, there are no truly feminist men.
Yeah, she said a lot of really
She
great
said a lot
things,
of things, yeah.
Actually,
that's good. That's an encouraging thing to say
yeah.
to a bunch of young people.
It is.
That helps the discourse, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, it really does.
Well, Elaine, I think we might be wrapping up pretty soon. But thank you for calling.
you're welcome. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for letting me introduce to you my friend Melinda.
Yeah, well, sorry so much your airtime got eaten up by her.
She's a wacky lady. She's got a lot to say. I don't mind too much.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you have any songs you want us to play? Or just sounds? Oh. It doesn't have to be a song.
I can definitely play sounds. I have.
Yeah, let's hear a sound.
Yeah,
can we get a sound?
Elaine, give me a sound and I will play it. I have my big board of...
Car sound.
Nice.
Okay. Let me just bring that up on the big soundboard here. The big.
Just reminding the folks at home of the thrill of the open road, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, which I am desperate to be on.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah? You're kind of a Rolling Stone?
I'm a bit more like... the next chapter. I'm done with
life. Is a highway.
I'm done with finals. Life is a highway.
Oh, I'm also done with finals.
Oh, that's so great.
I want to be.
Oh, we got a whole sequence here, I think.
Oh, baby.
It sounds like a burning car. Like a cremated car.
That's what I hear when I, you know, close my eyes.
Yeah, I think
night.
This is from the interior. Hold on, Elaine. I pressed the wrong button on the board.
John, come on. Sorry.
Oh, this one has an advertisement. How do you have an advertisement for a six-hour car video? Hold on. All right.
You don't have ad block?
Not on my soundboard.
Wow.
Elliot's offended. You don't have Chrome.
These are all from the
ad block.
These are all from the interior. I'm
it's puzzling.
Yeah.
I'm driving in a car. Car drives off. Oh, car passing by. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, that's crisp.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I was kind of hoping for like a honk or like the revving of an engine.
Can we hear like a Doppler effect thing?
Yeah.
Can we hear that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sort of fiending for that.
Do we have to look at something also for that?
No.
No?
You can just hear it.
Oh, okay.
Sound yet, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all like explanatory.
Wow, this is a really detailed soundboard you got.
Yeah,
there.
they're mostly. Oh, here we go. Wait for it, Dyson.
Oh my God! It's a London.
Yeah,
it's London National Rail.
You hear it? You hear it, folks?
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
You get your precious Doppler effect.
Really did.
That's what the that's what it sounds like. That's the voice of the guy on the National Rail in London.
Oh, he's
like,
nice. Yeah.
He's like, this is Twickenham. That's what he says. I let me know what you guys think about this. I think I do a pretty good impression of the guy on the MBTA buses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, Oh my god. There's a guy riding a lawnmower out on the street. There's all hell's breaking loose. Wow. Okay, here's my impression of the guy, the voice of the MBTA buses. Highland Avenue.
I think it's a little lower. It's more like Route 96, service to Harvard Square.
I think it's more like Route 96, service to Harvard Square.
Oh, that's true. That's, you should nail that. That's true.
Tufts Garage.
Fairmount Avenue.
Tufts Basement.
All right, let's get back to the part where we're kicking Elaine off the show.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Oof. Thank God she reminded me.
Yeah.
This is Twickenham.
This is Twickenham.
The next red line train to Alewife is now arriving.
I think it has more spirit than that, though.
The next red line train to Alewife arrives in 5 minutes.
The next Alewife train arrives in 5 minutes.
It's now arriving,
everybody.
It's here.
Guys.
Guys.
The train's here.
Train's now arriving.
Just get on the train.
They should, in Denver, when you come back from the airport, they have local celebrities make the announcements like that. Oh. So you get on the train at the airport, and you get on the train and you go to the baggage claim or whatever. For example, the mayor, Michael Hancock, will come on. He's like, "Hi, I'm Mayor Michael Hancock.
Wow,
welcome
I bet that's
Denver.
A real thrill for everybody."
And then sometimes...
Is that Denver Mayor Michael Hancock greeting me personally on my way to the baggage claim?
Or, if you're lucky, you'll get on and be like, "Hi, this is Peyton Manning. Welcome to Denver."
Right.
Something. Those are like, "Hi, of. This is Champ Bailey, the cornerback of the Denver Broncos." Something. Or I've heard, one of my favorites is Alan Roach. This is the NFL and hockey's premier public address announcer.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
I'd like to go to that soundboard, see if maybe if there's any Alan Roach sounds.
Oh, sure.
But he's pretty good.
Elliot, you can see this thing is huge and extensive.
Yeah.
Ish, who's your favorite quarterback currently playing in the NFL?
You know... I think all of them. I don't like to discriminate
amongst
quarterbacks. I guess I should be like rooting for my hometown 49ers quarterback, whoever that is. Mm. But I don't know if they're doing super well. Currently, the only athlete I know from the Bay Area is probably Steph Curry.
Right. He'd probably be a good quarterback, too.
Yeah, I bet he would be. Just
fast.
Take you back to Wembley and public address announcer Alan Roach.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh yes,
please welcome Grammy Award-winning artist and songwriter Neo.
Now to the PA announcer Alan Roach,
a Detroit-born artist who has become one of the most beloved and enduring musical performers in history.
Let your hate just a little bit loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 2001 NHL All-Stars.
How about that voice?
Wow. Do you think they'll make an indie film about that voice?
Academy Award winner.
Written by Lake Bell.
Four-time Grammy nominee Jennifer Hudson.
Oh my God.
PA announcer Alan Roach.
Joining us in the coin toss ceremony are Super Bowl greats. From Super Bowl 13.
Elliot, this is what you want to be when you grow up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just him at, you know, like, "Honey, could you pass the toothpaste?" or whatever.
Honey is passing the toothpaste.
They're having toothpaste at dinner. Yes. In his family also. Yeah. Note.
Always.
My children have squeaky clean teeth.
And are starving.
Hey, we're out of orange juice. It tastes horrible with the toothpaste. Yeah.
And now, 3-time high school honor roll, captain of the cheer squad, Melanie Roach.
Honey, you're drifting into the turn lane.
Honey, is this a B+?
He says honey all the time.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
There's your indie movie.
Yes, yeah. There is your indie movie.
Alan Roach. How about that voice, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really distinctive voice.
And, you know, you're on the train, you hear Alan Roach's voice come on, and you're really stoked to be in Denver, you know? Wow.
The next Red Line train!
Do you think he spent his whole life aspiring to be that, or he was just, like, discovered in, like, at, like, an open mic or something?
PA announcement open mic!
Next up, we have Claire from Santa Monica.
Beyonce, oh, I'm still new to this.
Wow. Oh man, I wish we should start that.
Yeah,
that's an open mic.
Well, we're trying to start. The Stand Up Comedy Collective is trying to start an open mic next year.
Right.
I would like to call it the Hot Sizzles Open Mic. It'll be monthly.
I want it to be the Comedy Carol's Open Mic, but that's just
where everyone is named Carol. Yes, we know.
Everyone
is telling me Hot Sizzles is a horrible name, but I think it's like, oh, like. What's going on at Hot Sizzles, you know? Like
the Hot Sizzles.
It sounds like a club.
It reminds me of Sizzler.
I mean, a Sizzler club.
You know, like a club.
Like a club. Yes.
Like a chicken fried steak club.
I'm just saying
that sizzles.
No one has had any better ideas.
Comedy Carols is an incredible idea.
Yeah, but it's the baggage with that is that everyone has to be named Carol.
Yeah, and everyone is willing to change their name to Carol.
Everyone's willing to bear that load.
Look, I'm ready to blow that load, but I mean, imagine.
John.
Sorry, did I misspeak? But imagine you're a freshman.
I hope that you did misspeak.
And you get to college and you're like, oh my gosh, like my name's not Carol. Like, how am I supposed to ever perform with these? I want to be encouraging, Ish.
Right, that's fair. But Hot Sizzles, what if they don't think they're sizzling enough?
But I think it's more inclusive than Comedy Carols.
That's fair.
But we want to encourage body positivity. So maybe like the sizzling thing, like, hey, everyone's sizzling.
Do you think your body
like,
sizzles when it's cremated?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you're cremated by griddle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, we're out of firewood.
Let's put her on the griddle.
Slap those steaks on the griddle.
Human steaks.
But what about the pancake breakfast?
Hey, I'm not against cannibalism. I think if you're dead, if you're like, let's put it to good use, you know?
It's bad for you, bro.
It is?
Yeah, dude. It corrodes your brain.
Really?
Eating human flesh?
There's a chemical in human flesh that
is bad for you.
Yeah. Hold on.
Do you think that's why people on islands like go bonkers?
No, I mean, I think that's because they can't go anywhere else.
Yeah. I think they're like, already bonkers.
And then they ate the people.
Yeah, hold on.
Don't you just, like, I feel like also a thing in my childhood was, like, I just figured that one day I would be stranded on an island. Like, that would just be a fact of life in addition.
I kind of hoped that I would be.
Yeah? So you could have, like, a fun TV show about it?
Yeah, just, like, me against the wild.
Yeah. There are just so many books about it. You'd figure it would happen more often.
It's strange that everyone is so, it's, like, such a part of the cultural consciousness, you know, being stranded on an island.
Yeah, and it almost never happens.
Yeah. Except when it does, you know.
Then it's like, whoa.
When you're stranded with a bunch of random FedEx packages.
Yes.
Yeah, it's this disease.
Okay, it'd be pretty embarrassing if you went into the doctor with that disease. So, have you been drinking anything strange recently? Or?
No.
What about blood? What is it in blood?
Are you sexually active?
No, it's not in blood.
Okay.
So this article starts with, although it is not expressly stated in the umbrella values of most dogmas or individual moral compasses, eating people is generally frowned upon. Most would say it goes without saying. It's this thing called Kuru. KURU, and this is not exactly.
Let's start a restaurant with that name.
I think it's maybe
freak people out.
Yeah,
I think this is maybe like the traditional name for what now has like a scientific name also. But yeah, it basically it's just like a brain. It's a degenerative brain disorder.
And is that only upon eating flesh once, or?
I think if you eat
flesh. Not even once.
I think if you eat flesh, you become highly at risk.
Oh. Interesting. There goes my weekend plan.
Yeah, seriously. Isha, I was going to head over to the new Kuru place in Cambridge.
Yeah, it's the way the protein of flesh. And apparently, scientists have questioned whether such damaging effects can be wrought by just one little improperly angled protein. But no, yeah, this is what I've heard.
That seems like something made up by the government to keep us from eating each other, you know?
It sounds like something made up by the fattest guy on an island of plane crash survivors.
Right.
No.
Oh, you guys didn't see that article?
You'll go crazy.
You'll go crazy.
It goes without saying. It's generally frowned upon.
So should you, like, when you're going on a plane across, like, a big body of water, should you just print out a bunch of articles about cannibalism?
Probably.
Distribute them in, like, packets in case you get stranded?
Depends on whether you think you'd be a target for eating. Because on one level, you're going to want to probably eat somebody, maybe.
That's true. I don't know. I'm flying to San Francisco soon, and that's not over a body of water, but you could get stranded somewhere, right?
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Maybe I should prepare better for
Illinois.
Dahmer party.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get stranded in Peoria.
Yeah.
The Dahmer party. What a tragic story.
Oh, man.
Is it, though? I guess it's tragic.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah. It's tragic.
Tragedy plus time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They were swindled by a con man who
who
claimed that he had a shortcut route.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and then that's just happened. The cannibalism just happened.
Yeah, I listened to a really interesting podcast on this, actually. They had their diaries and stuff. And
wow.
It was very like...
They read their diaries?
Yeah.
That's like worse than cannibalism.
Wow, yes.
No, the daughter, none of them read each other's diaries. These people, years later... We're reading their diaries on the podcast.
Is that okay?
I don't know. We
did that with Anne Frank.
We did that with Anne Frank. That's awesome.
I mean, yeah. Is that what she wanted, though?
It's what only if, okay what if, she, what if Anne Frank killed, I
yes,
guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
What if Anne Frank came back from the dead and was like, wait, you guys read my diary?
What the hell? Oh, everyone knows I like Hans.
I didn't want that at all.
Oh, man. I remember in my middle school, like homosexuality was just like not like a thing that people talked about, and there was like one hint on like page 138 of the Diary of Anne Frank that she was into a girl, and everyone was like, ooh, like this is so weird, and really homophobic middle school, but it was everyone pointed to it. And
yeah, I was thinking the other day about how homophobic my middle school was.
Yeah,
and it just hadn't occurred to me at the time, like, wow, this is really homophobic. You know, at the time it was just like, you know,
no, we're just beating up just beating up Chris every day.
Yeah.
Right, maybe not like heteronormative.
Yeah,
maybe
heteronormative. Would be
right.
Like,
definitely, dude.
Very, very heteronormative.
Yeah, my high school even was like very much that.
Yeah, me too.
There were wild rumors that one guy was gay. You know?
Really?
Like crazy, like no way.
But like people were freaking out about it.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't think any girls came out of my high school, but a bunch of guys did. But yeah, I don't know. Yes, contents.
What was your high school?
The Harker School in San Jose, California.
The Harker School.
I don't like telling people that I went there because then they judge me.
Well, I know nothing about it, so
good.
I can't
I'm glad.
You.
Great. Sounds good.
I'm gonna pull up some facts.
Oh no!
From the soundboard.
From the soundboard.
Also, speaking of the soundboard, can we just listen to a couple more of these? Alan Roach.
Oh, yes, I was hoping you were going to say that.
All right, yeah, here we go. While I'm looking this up, let's
Super Bowl 43 halftime show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones. The Sprint Super Bowl 40 halftime show has been a presentation of the NFL Network.
And for the presentation of the Lombardi Trophy, we turn things over to PA announcer Alan Roach.
Celebrating the 40th anniversary of his Super Bowl III victory, please welcome Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath. Please welcome Super Bowl I and II MVP Bart Starr. And
oh, man, that's great. So it is the current Harker administration is led by, and Anish, you can maybe verify this, Christopher Nikoloff.
Yeah, oh my gosh, crazy story. We weren't allowed to have like cultural or religious clubs at our high school, so there's a big rumor going around that Chris Nikoloff started an underground Christian club, and they would read Bible passages to each other in his office. That was like the big scandal.
Oh, wow.
That would be pretty scandalous, yeah.
Yeah.
"Hey, come to my office."
That's exactly what he sounded like.
So it's divided into these different divisions, and the upper division is led by Mr. Butch Keller.
Yep, remember him.
The middle division is led by Miss Cindy Kerr Ellis.
Oh yeah, Miss Ellis.
And the elementary division is led by Miss
Leonard
Christian Giamona.
Oh really?
Oh, the primary division is Miss Sarah Leonard.
She got a
and the preschool division by Mr. Kelly Espinoza.
Oh, Miss Kelly Espinoza.
Well, it is a typo. Oh, I'll edit that.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia.
On
nice.
Wikipedia, I'm gonna edit that.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Let's see.
I'd name a son Kelly.
Hey.
I think
it's like mostly the same people running the place since I've been there. I went there for 12 years.
Oh yeah.
Once you go to Harker, you don't leave.
Yes.
It also says Mr. Sarah Leonard, which I'm assuming is a typo.
Unless
they both had sex changes and didn't change their names.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Maybe.
Okay, great. I'm gonna save this.
I'm so glad that you're editing my high school's Wikipedia page.
That's so cool. It's an on-air live Wikipedia editing.
So cool.
Do you think this has ever happened before? I don't know. Let's see the results. Yeah, it's right there.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
Barack Obama, here we go.
I don't understand how Wikipedia verifies all these edits.
I think the monitoring is mostly for big pages.
Yeah.
And they watch for big changes.
Yeah. Like when they change Jay-Z's page or Rachel Roy's page.
Oh, right.
Post Lemonade.
Yeah.
How they like made her dead.
Yeah, you can't. You got to be like, I can't edit Barack Obama's page.
Yeah.
No, for like current pages of living people.
Yeah.
They're pretty protected.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't go edit Barack Obama's page.
Huh.
Or probably a lot of living people. Like, I'll look for Alan Roach. See
that
page.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if he's on there.
Try Hank Azaria next.
Oh, Alan Roach is an American sports announcer, or Alan Roach is a Canadian politician.
Oh, how about both?
Roach. Yeah.
Roach.
Alan Roach.
Oh, I can edit this one.
Have you guys signed up for Maple Match?
No.
Is this like a Canadian?
Yeah, it's like Canadians that are willing to marry you if Trump becomes president.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on the wait list.
Oh, wow.
That's exclusively what it's for?
Yeah.
It didn't exist before, and now it's got this newfound meaning.
It is, yes, the second filled-in result if you type in maple.
Oh, really?
Maple stage and the maple match.
Maple match.
Maple, wow.
Not stage. Syrup?
Wow.
Not syrup?
Not syrup, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Maple match makes it easy for Americans to find the ideal Canadian partner to save them from the unfathomable horror of a Trump presidency.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. This is a beautiful little website. Wow, and you just sign up with your name. I'm a blank looking for... I am a blank. I'd like to shack up with a blank. Select all that apply.
Yeah.
How can we make Makeable Match great for you?
I think people who say they're going to move out of the country if Trump becomes president, that seems counterproductive to me.
Well, Elliot, 11 million people are going to have to.
Well, hey. Ayo.
Because that's totally enforceable.
Pointed.
Yeah.
I feel like even if Trump became president, most people's lives probably wouldn't change that much. I don't think my life has changed that much since Obama became president. Maybe it has. I'm sure that, you know, he affects things with like student loans and women's reproductive health, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you should stay here, and if you really feel that strongly about it, try to fix it, you know, or I don't know.
Elect your officials.
I don't know.
Guys.
Well, Ish, what do you think of that?
Because
I've heard that before, and part of me is like, maybe, but maybe it's really important. I think it's really important who the president is and what they project.
I guess I just don't want to be in a country where like people feel comfortable electing someone like Donald Trump, because that tells me more about the America that, like, I don't think my parents immigrated to, or they. America that I wanted to grow up in. Like, I think he's a huge part of like what the country is portrayed as, just like John said. But also, I don't know, like the fact that he could be president is just an indicator that our country is just going in like a very different direction than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like whether or not he becomes president, it's already been proven that a lot of people would elect him president.
Yeah.
And that's part of our country. And I didn't understand that before, you know, this election cycle. And now I do. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It troubles me. It really does.
I
don't think I would leave. But
I don't think I would leave.
Yeah.
Having someone in charge who's like the commander in chief of our military, also who like has no experience in terms of like, I don't know. It just seems like he would make rash decisions that would affect a lot of people without actually considering the consequences.
I agree. I think honestly, the president's most important thing is like chief diplomat and leader of the military. Yeah. That's what I'm most scared of, honestly.
Yeah.
Which could affect our lives, I think, a lot.
Yeah, that's true. And like, there are always going to be people who align with Trump who are in positions of power, I think. And I think giving Donald Trump the position of like quote unquote power, like however much power the president has, like just affirms those people more than it should.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of symbolic importance.
I just thought it was a joke for so long.
Nope. But speaking of setting laws and how to enforce them, and NPR, just to bring this a little bit full circle, I heard last night that basically even the bathroom bill in North Carolina is like totally unenforceable. So, I mean, obviously great symbolic importance, but not something that affects people's lives, it turns out, really. I mean, the most important part is that it makes protection clauses for LGBT people like illegal. But the bathroom part, they're like, we're not going to station police men outside bathrooms and ask for people's birth certificates.
That would be ridiculous.
Plus, there's no penalty written into the law, so even if you got caught, they can't really do anything about it. So
we still can't have stuff like that, you know, happening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys want to wrap things up? I think this has been a great.
We could just keep going. We could just keep on trucking, you know?
Yeah, we could. I want to work out. I'm going to help this girl move. And before that, I was going to go for a little
yawn. Which one of those is the real workout, you know?
Ooh.
That's fair.
Fair.
You're going to be lifting a lot of heavy things, just quite like Stephen Livingstone, actually. Yeah, MD.
Livingstone, oh, he was MD. A doctor. I didn't see that.
He was Dr. Stephen Livingstone.
I thought
MD.
That was PhD Stephen Livingstone.
No. You can be a rock doctor. Wow. Medically.
Yeah.
Sounds like a love doctor.
Yeah.
Like a similar caliber. Okay. How about we listen to a couple more Alan Roaches? And then you guys can give your little sign off messages you have one, and then we'll cut.
And I can go study for my test.
I have a fun, like, end of the year song to play.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Resolutions.
Oh man.
But let's hear Alan Roach.
Sounds like a song that would be in Hamilton.
It's cool. It's like a robot. Anyway, just a quick cut to Alan Roach for a second.
And now, the starting lineup for the All-Stars of North America. In goal, from the Colorado Avalanche, number 33, Patrick Roy!
Alan Roach, our favorite PA man. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's low for a ball. But I used to love Alan Roach when he would announce Tulowitzki's name here. He'd Troy Tulowitzki.
Well, Leska was just an imitator. Just a fan of Roach.
I believe that's
Papa Roach.
I don't remember his name, but he announces the Giants.
I feel like I've heard that guy's voice before.
Yeah, oh, very, man. Very excellent
announcer.
Announcer, yeah.
He was also discovered at a PA open mic.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think that's true.
All right. Well, any final thoughts from you guys? This was a great, great ep, great hour.
Oh, man,
lot of good chatting.
Get ready for the. I mean, they're going to be pumping this one up when people are thinking about buying the like Time Life. Best of the Electric Hour. This one's gonna be one of the top ones.
One of the top ones.
And who could forget season 4?
Yes, who could forget season 4?
Dr. Stephen Livingstone, the family therapist.
Sally.
Yeah, we had some great character work. We're really getting live coverage of the
character work. What do you mean?
There were such big characters.
Yeah,
like, in the way that the three of us are big characters.
Yes, exactly.
Way, you know?
Yeah. Just real people living their lives and coming to a radio studio to air out their problems.
And I feel like maybe this could go in like the Trump Museum of like
life. Of scared Americans. TMSA.
Oh yes, scared Americans.
Yes.
That would be a great Hillary Clinton super PAC.
Yeah, scared of
scared Americans for Hillary.
Yeah, honestly,
terrified citizens.
Terrified citizens.
Oh man.
Yeah,
I'm still not convinced that the Republican Party isn't gonna like stage an assassination of Donald Trump. That's like
I guess you know we'll see.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Be pretty crazy.
Well, okay, so. Even if like we're pretty shocked that Donald Trump's made it this far, but I think like obviously this means that there's a big segment of the population who feels like they're not being heard and they haven't been heard by mainstream politicians in the past.
No, I mean that's definitely
and they need
like,
to be
true.
Like you know it seems like they probably feel like they've been brushed under the rug in national politics in the past, and now their voice is being heard. And I feel like we need to realize that this section of the country is out there and
yeah. Fair.
To a degree, sure.
Yeah, well, we can't
people,
just.
I respect the people, certainly not who they choose to support.
Well, we can't. I don't think we can go on pretending like. You know, this sector of the population doesn't exist and they don't have these beliefs and yeah.
No, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. So I think we need, yeah.
We yeah,
should.
I
we
don't
just
mean
don't
to,
have to agree with the beliefs.
Right. And I don't, yeah, I agree.
But
I don't,
there's
I don't
like,
want to demonize.
It's yeah. obviously now, it's obvious like now that, you know, the education that we've, I credit my education with, you know, teaching me like the history to know that a statement like we shouldn't let all Muslims into the country that like by learning some history I think that I've learned that like the dangers of that you know
yeah
and I think that
totally.
We need to teach more people that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Look Elliot, we get it, you love Trump. We get it.
I'm gonna get off my high horse now talking yeah. about my education.
No yeah, that's a huge problem with like any social movement is like who gets to like, who gets to be the one that speaks and, like, what education they have
right.
and, like, what they get to tell other people. But, yeah. Who knows,
everybody
man.
Just go vote, you know? That's,
we're all
so
doomed anyway. We all
that's
die.
True. We're yeah. all going to end up on that funeral pyre.
Yeah, all on that funeral.
You guys just want to hop on?
Let's yeah,
just
let's, all, just
let's
go
just
for
ride
it.
This out,
I
you
mean,
know?
Yeah, it's still smoldering here from yeah. Albert. I might
Albert
just
and guest number one who
yeah.
was on there.
Yeah, yeah.
The previous host, I think.
Yeah.
Previous host.
All right, I'm going to toss it to a little the song Resolutions, but I can't tell you the artist because I'm not allowed to say both.
Okay.
Before, and then we'll close it out. And hey, thanks for listening. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thanks for having
us. This is great.
Yeah.
Well, keep on trolling.
I will clean up my toys. I will brush my teeth twice a day and wash my hands after going to the bathroom and before eating. I won't tease dogs, even friendly ones. I will avoid being bitten by keeping my fingers and face away from their mouths. I will drink milk and water and limit soda and fruit drinks. I will apply sunscreen before I go outdoors. I will try to stay in the shade whenever possible and wear a hat and sunglasses. I will try to find a sport, like basketball or soccer, or an activity, like playing tag, jumping rope, dancing or riding my bike, that I like and do it at least 3 times a week. I will always wear a helmet when bicycling. I will wear my seat belt every time I get in a car. I'll sit in the back seat and use the booster seat until I am tall enough to use a lap shoulder seat belt. I'll be nice to other kids. I'll be friendly to kids and meet friends, like someone who is shy or is new to my school. I will take care of my body through physical activity and nutrition. I will choose non-violent television shows and video games, and I will spend only 1 to 2 hours each day, at the most, on these activities. I will wipe negative self-talk, I can't do it, or I'm so dumb, out of my vocabulary. When I feel angry or stressed out, I will take a break and find constructive ways to deal with the stress, such as exercising, reading, writing in a journal, or discussing my problem with a parent or friend. When faced with a difficult decision, I will talk with an adult about my choices. I will be careful about whom I choose to date, and always treat the other person with respect and without coercion or violence. I will eat at least 1 fruit and 1 vegetable every day. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Like a leopard. Ziggy played guitar.